Hi, today we are going to learn how telecom company Airtel stood up in this pandemic time successfully and placed Airtel company in a better position. So we know that in the year of 2016, Mr. Ambani has launched Jio system. So after this Jio launch, many of us started using Jio SIM, because it has given luxurious internet connection. So everybody started using Jio. So at certain point, all the telecom companies except Airtel started falling down. Means that they are becoming outdated and their services are not used by the consumer. But out of that, Airtel is the only one company which stood up in this Jio wave. So what is so special in Airtel and how it stood up in this Jio wave? So you know, even Jio has provided a luxurious Jio connection, internet connection, but still Airtel stood up in Jio wave. Why? Because it provided lot of strategies. It used lots of strategies, and you know, around more than 300% of consumers started using Airtel than before. It means that it started breaking Jio ecosystem. So when we talk about ecosystem, this is the main strategy is being used by the Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is only invented this word ecosystem, and he has successfully used this ecosystem for Apple user. So what is so special? What are the strategies are being used in the ecosystem? So if we consider Apple ecosystem, there are three main points which we need to consider. So the first strategy is placing the entry level product to the consumer. The second thing is making them to use again and again. So they will be using it again and again, and they will be calling it as a retailer. So the third strategy is, what is the strategy we are using for upskilling your products? Okay, there are three strategies which we are using in Apple products. So when you buy an Apple phone, then automatically the Apple company is placing entry level of product to you. So some entry level of lifestyle product is being used by the consumer. After that, when you start using iPhone, you will be habituated to use iMessage, Face Message. So those all are the apps which are only present for Apple users. So you will not be able to initiate any chat through the iMessage from Android device. It will be only applicable for Apple user and iOS device. So this is the main strategy to be used by Apple company. So it is making the consumer to frequently use that product, use that chat app. So if the people are started using that app again and again, obviously they'll be habituated to use. They'll be attracted with the UI, user interface. So if suppose I do have Apple 10 version, then I'll be excited to buy Apple 13 Pro. So that is how it works. I'll be very much excited to use the enhanced feature of that same brand. So why should I buy same brand? Because
is not only just for only one app. There are some more apps, some more products the Apple will provide to you, and they will give their investment in such a way to you to make you to use some other apps as well. For example, Apple Podcast, Apple Fitness. So those are the extra apps which are being used by even iPhone users. So if you are a fitness freak, then I want to use Apple Fitness app. So I'll be habituated to use. So you know, again and again, you will go and buy Apple phone. So that is how upselling of the Apple products will be in place. So there are three strategies which are being used for Apple ecosystem. What are those? First one is to make entry level products to be available to the consumer. The second one is making the customer to use again and again so that they will become a retailer. And the third strategy is upselling the same brand products again and again to the consumer so that you will get a more revenue. So every ecosystem will work in such a way that to attract your customer. Okay, we have seen there are several strategies which are being used overall in telecom company, but you must also notice that not only the telecom company are investing in telecom related products. You know, when you look around, even Jio, even Airtel is globally investing in some of the products as well. What are those products? If you think about broadband, if you think about something wireless communication, all the places, overall digital telecom, this Airtel and Jio is taking that up. You know, Airtel also started having good amount of customers in DTH. Around 20 to 25% of people already using Airtel DTH connection. And also, you know, there is one plus point which is with Airtel is they are having enterprise customer support team. So Airtel is the best place where the customer base was very much interesting and valuable. It was very worthy to have. No such telecommunication network is having this. Only Airtel is having this. So this is a very much plus point for Airtel. And you know, Airtel broadband is using around 21 lakhs customer already in place around 2017 year. So in 2017 only, Airtel was having around 21 lakhs customers broadband users in place. So they made use of that, and with that, you know, some of the competitor company like Vodafone, Idea, Videocon, all these things also were kind of competitive to the Airtel, but they were having some small negligible aspects which Airtel is not having. For example, Videocon was not worthy to use for mobile user, and for Idea and Vodafone companies was not having a proper DTH connection, so it was having only a very weak DTH connection. So these are the things which made Airtel company to stood up in the wave of Jio. And you know, there are main strategy which is being used by the Airtel company, which makes Airtel company to grow more, as they started acquiring lot of other companies like Videocon, Telecom. So all the companies they started acquiring. So the first aspect of started acquiring is, if suppose Airtel is missing to start to acquire the new companies, then there may be a chance of Jio to acquire those companies, so that the Airtel company may be cornered. So to avoid that, Airtel company acquired so many related telecom companies. And also the second positive thing which is being used by Airtel is the narrow down to the valuable customer. So if you think about, the minimum recharge of Airtel became 35 rupees. You would have seen that. So why this is a specific rule imposed by Airtel is because of, you will get a proper high level user in place. You know, for that around 4.8 crores of customer has been lost by Airtel, but still the high level customer the Airtel got, so which makes them profitable. And also, you know, in the year of September 2020, around 70 lakhs broadband users started using Airtel connection. Not only Airtel has provided a broadband connection, it has provided a lot and lot of additional connection. Like if suppose the Jio, when you buy some Jio SIM, it used to provide some special facility to view Jio video, and to, it has provided some additional features like you can view some Jio videos without any cost additionally. So those all are some upselling trading products which has been imposed by Jio ecosystem. So in a similar way, Airtel also provided some free set-top box connection for the broadband user. So you know, with that, the Airtel company got almost 70 lakhs broadband successful active users, whereas Jio was only having 17 lakhs, but Airtel got 70 lakhs. And also in the year of Jan 2021, Airtel got 58.9 wireless users, but whereas Jio has only had 19.5 lakh wireless users, which means that Airtel started breaking up the Jio's ecosystem. So it is nearly 300% more than Jio's ecosystem. So that is how the Airtel started breaking Jio wave. So you know, with this case, what is the lesson learned from out of this case study, which will be used for your business? As always, whenever we do some business, always we must be thinking about what is the ecosystem of our business. So all the strategies you can think about, and you can come up with a solution that what our ecosystem will be and what are all the products which we are going to launch successfully. So all the strategies we must need to plan. Not only the entry level product. For example, this Jio and Airtel already placed their entry level product, but still they wanted to have a retainers, and also they need to focus upon with upselling. So likewise, for your business,
you must be thinking about what will be the competitor mindset. What is the pattern of ecosystem is being used by the competitors? So out of that, what you can make use of for your product to get retainer and to do upselling. So all these things we must be considering when you do your business. So thank you.